Blessed are they who have kept the word with a generous heart and yield a harvest through perseverance. Perseverance. I don't need to rehearse the litany anymore. You know what we've seen, what we've heard, what we've lost. You maybe didn't know that a friend lost a baby. Another of my friend's husband checked into rehab. My best friend in the whole world has been navigating single motherhood alone and isolated, and I can't be there with her. My own mental health has taken me on a bit of a ride. So many losses, big and small, known and unknown to us. Every person who enters your Zoom meeting is carrying a bit of brand new grief. Perseverance. Easier said than done, and yet, what option did we have this year? Does it mean that we're getting through it gracefully, flawlessly? Let me tell you, I am a mess. An absolute mess. I pray that the good days and the good deeds outweigh the bad. But this is not pretty. It's not neat and tidy. I don't feel good about making it this far. That's not fair. I do. I feel undeservingly blessed and burdened. I feel grateful and resentful. I feel like I can see the light at the end of the tunnel, and also an overwhelming fear that we won't get to it. It's both. We hold more than one feeling at once, even ones that are contradicting of each other. And maybe, just maybe, that is created in the image and likeness of God too. Ours is a God who is ready and able to hear, "How long, God?" And also, "Thank you," and "Stay with me?" And "Where are you?" I think what has sunk into my gut most deeply in the last year is just how much we need one another. Signs of God's love, ready to hold us, to love us, to make space for the mess of contradictions. I'll persevere for you, if you'll persevere for me, just a little longer. Hold on a little longer together. We're gonna get there. Keep going.
hand in hand, we'll walk hand in hand. I do believe that we'll walk hand in hand.